Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sands, episode 35. Happy New Year from all of us at the Jared Reimer Network. I'm Jared Reimer. Email, iMessage, tech, T-E-C-H, at menvi.org. Text or WhatsApp, 804-442-6975. Or leave a comment on the comment line at 888-405-7524 or 818-527-4754. You never know. You may be able to speak with me. Today's episode is going to be Ouch for January 2026. And we will be linking to this in the show notes. And you can find those show notes on RSS, and we will be working on blogging. Well, I'm not going to read word for Sands, because I've seen so many different things that I could go through and we can highlight some of this in a discussion. The author of Ouch for this month is Jennifer Cox. So, Aisha was working from home when a browser pop-up suddenly appeared on her laptop. That is a big giveaway. A pop-up out of nowhere. Now, many years ago, pop-ups were part of the browser experience. But these days, pop-ups could potentially be a problem. I'm not going to say that there could be legitimate reasons for sites to give you a pop-up, but you must understand how the site works. I used to see things like this, where I would just be browsing around, maybe looking for something that, you know, maybe a file I wanted to listen to, or what have you. And I would get something like this. Okay? The gist of this is that your Windows operating system is no longer supported and appears to be infected. Your personal information, banking details, and other sensitive data are most likely compromised, this says. For your security, it continues, please contact Windows Technical Support immediately. And it gives a toll-free number. They didn't put a number in. They just said 1-8-XX and the rest all X's. They could have made up a number. They could have used 800-555-1212, which is toll-free directory assistance here in the United States. They could have used anything instead of X's there, but I understand why they did that, because they want to mimic the scam without giving out the actual phone number. So, since she was worried, she called the phone number, and the tech supposedly answered the phone. Well, I'll say supposed tech. That's really what this is. The tech did answer the phone, but this is a supposed tech, and assured her they could fix the problem remotely. Now, back in the early days when this was really taking hold, you gave them a credit card number, and they charged the card whatever the price was. Could be anywhere from $150, $200, 300, 500, whatever. In Aisha's case, in this example, it was $375. Then the actors went ahead and made unauthorized transactions, which the bank alerted her to. Not only did they have access to the computer, but they had her credit card number. They did not do what most companies do when receiving a credit card number. Either they file it on record and go about their business, or they do not have it because they processed the transaction for you and there's no longer a need for it. If there's a refund, they can go into the transaction history and issue the refund using the last four digits of the card number as the lookup tool, and they can do it that way. These guys got her to download supposed security software that allowed them to scan her system. But in all actuality, this thing basically said that legitimate files on the operating system were actual viruses. And as this says, it's fake viruses. So basically, we're back in a term that is known as scareware. So this story is all too common, and exactly how tech support scams work. Now the problem is, I would say to check the link where you're going, but you can't do that because in some instances it not only gives you the text but brings up a dialogue you can't get rid of, and even if you pressed escape or enter on your keyboard, it would continue to blare and cause problems, and as a blind person, you'd have no way to deal with this by checking the link, because it would be going to somewhere where you probably didn't want to go, and you probably hit enter on a link to go somewhere, or it was automatic as part of the page you wanted to go to being loaded, i.e. either the page was compromised or you went to a page that triggered this to begin with. I'm not saying this is the case. I'm giving examples on how this could have been. So tech support scams occur when criminals convince people that there's something wrong with their computer, phone, or online account, and they need the immediate help. Again, I'm not going to read every single item on here. I'm only doing that for the newsletter because I can really explain this one. This one's easy to explain. They will impersonate legitimate companies, including but not limited to Microsoft, i.e. Windows Technical Support, Apple, or your bank, like Chase, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, and other financial institutions. The goal is to give them money, sensitive information, including bank accounts, or even to get that remote access they so desperately need so they can continue their operations. So not only can these be browser problems, i.e., you can't really close the browser like they tell you to, because there's a fake dialogue telling you that Windows is infected. It could tell you that Adobe Acrobat or some other program or even the browser itself has a problem. You can get these nowadays, besides the browser, by simple SMS, otherwise known as the short message service. So, the goal is to make you panic and don't think. As Nick said on many, many, many security box programs, the whole goal here is to make sure that you react to whatever is going on right away. Don't think about it. Call the number. Click on the link. Do what they tell you. There are three bullet points about what they're after. The first item is your money. Your information is the second. And access to your device is the third. Now, we pretty much know what all of this means. They'll charge to fix things. They may, you know, ask you for gift cards, wire transfers, or nowadays, cryptocurrency. They want your name, address, passwords, or even your bank details under the pretext of identifying who you are for processing a refund that you don't even get entitled to. Remember, when one charges a credit card or debit card, the platform has the ability to have the merchant push a button to issue a refund. That's how it works. That's how it always works. You never are asked for information like a credit or debit card. When you first call a company and they tell you they need to refund you money, if you've never done business with them, there's no reason to refund you money. And even if there was, if they made a mistake, you caught it, you call the company by the number that you have on them, not some other phone number that could be a spoof. The last thing is the access to your device, where they can spy on your activity, and they can install software, they can steal files, and install real problems like malware, viruses, trojans, etc., to get at you later. They rely heavily on social engineering and manipulation. I need you to do this within the next 10 minutes or your, you know, bank account is going to be deleted. Huh? I've seen messages in my text message that stated that my membership, which I don't have a membership on Redwin, by the way, but my membership for, you know, 2025 was inactive, and they wanted me to verify who I am. Well, first of all, it asked for donations, like all of these Redwin things do, but Not only that, they're asking me questions about political stuff, whether I voted for Trump, whether I'll vote in the, you know, midterms this year, 2026, and other questions that could or could not be used. They wanted me to keep a checkbox check to donate, you know, money to keep whatever things they're doing going. You know, it's the typical type of thing. But the scare tactic is saying you only have a limited time to deal. Click on this link to go deal with the problem, whatever it is. You know, in this case, a voter registration that, you know, since I'm not even registered, I don't even know why they're targeting me, but, you know, I think they're still targeting the Steven guy that has never had this number, or even if he did, it was many, many years ago, because I have the number that they have. It's in a form of urgency. You got to do it soon, because we're updating our records and we show you're not active. So, you see a pop-up or receive a text message or phone call claiming your system or account is compromised. It uses alarming language like your data will be lost or your account will be suspended. Okay, well, suspend my account if you're able to do that. Go for it. I've never been hooked, lined, or sunk. I was going to say hooked, lined, or sinkered. Because of this, because there's no such thing as a suspended account. It's either there or it's not. The scammer poses a professional from a well-known company using official logos or spoof phone numbers. So trust is the next item. They ask you to install software or click a link, giving them access to your device, i.e. control and payment. They then charge a fee for their service. After you realize it's a scam, they could still have access to your device. So, I don't install just any old piece of software. I've told the story how I got bit once with the fake AV many, many years ago on a brand new computer. I knew it. I knew I was in trouble. It was wrong. I knew it. But I basically told my father, I went for this program. It's not the right program. I know this is a new computer. It should not have any viruses on it. This is telling me it's not. This is scareware. I know it. I made a mistake. He reverted me back to, you know, a pre-installed state. Went and got Windows Decrapper at the time. It was Microsoft Security Essentials. And I was good to go. I call it Windows Decrapper. We call it that on the security box because it only detects things when it feels like it. How to protect yourself? I think today, just don't click on links. I think that's the bottom line. The bottom line is, don't click on links. You know, if you're not looking for it, just don't do it. I think the time of just clicking on a link in an email is worth it. They won't display pop-ups and phone numbers or even call you. Real companies won't. You need to call them if you need help. So stay calm and think. Companies don't just call you out of the blue. So if something thinks wrong, something's wrong, verify and think about what you're seeing. You could say, call me and say, hey, I got a pop-up that said to call this number, and I didn't call it, and I'm like, can you close your browser? If you can't close your browser, I can help with that. Never call numbers from pop-ups. The numbers that I give out on this podcast are also available on my website, excluding the toll-free line. However, that may not necessarily be the case. I don't remember. But it's not in a pop-up, and we don't force you to call. Don't engage with the number or link displayed. If you see a warning message in a pop-up, close your browser and like I said, don't engage in the number or link. Do not grant remote access. Never allow anyone you don't know access to your devices or accounts. If they contacted you on pressuring you, it's more than likely a scam, says Jennifer. Monitor and secure your accounts. If you engage with a scammer, change your password and monitor your accounts for unusual activity. Better yet, make sure you've got two-factor, because they can't get past that two-factor. They are ruthless, and even when I've been listening to Scam Squad, they've been talking recently about technical support scams. They seem to be back, and they are back with a vengeance. I don't think they're really doing pop-ups these days. I think they're going to do SMS these days. That would be more up their alley, because they could hit tons and tons of people by spraying their message by targeting phone numbers and hoping somebody will bite. So I think they're going to do that. They will prey on fear, urgency, and trust, even if you have technical experience. I told you, I got bit by searching for a program called AVG, and I've told this story on how the program, said it was AVG. I didn't remember their website, so how could I verify it? I looked at the link. I'm like, well, maybe this is the right one. I downloaded it. It said AVG on the installer. Then when it started scanning, it was telling me that legitimate Windows files like MS CHOS, and by the way, there's multiple of those, and many other system files were infected. But I thought, how could this be when all I installed was WindowEyes? That's how many years ago it was. I think it was 2017 when I got this computer. Then, because I had WindowEyes. So that made perfect sense. All I installed was WindowEyes, and I went to go get antivirus software first. So, it happened to me, and I'm very savvy. I even checked the link. It's like, maybe this is the link. Asking for remote access for payment to fix the issue. I only want payment if I fix the issue. If I don't, then I don't want it. And I will work with you with remote access because, you know, we use JAWS, we use NVDA. Some may use remote desktop, but screen readers have tools that they use for that access. We don't use remote desktop. So stay calm and be skeptical, because if you ask questions, you'll learn how to better defend yourself. So that completes the newsletter. Again, we're going to link this to the RSS, and we will make sure to write up show notes, and we'll make sure to give you some highlights and things of what you need to be aware of, and that'll complete this podcast. I'm Jared Reimer. Let me give my contact information once again. Email, iMessage, tech, that's T-E-C-H, at menvi.org. Text or WhatsApp, 804-442-6975. Or you can leave a comment on the comment line, 888-405-7524, or 818-527-4754. And hey, you may be able to talk to me live. How about that? Ouch is a once-a-month newsletter where they'll talk about something that may be out there that needs to be talked about, including what we talked about today, tech support scams. So, why not give it a look? And, of course, there is a podcast called Sans Ouch. They started that last year. And it is an audio version of the newsletter and their take. Just like I'm doing a take on Sans Ouch, they have their own take. And they do read the opening paragraph. And then they talk about, in their own words, what to look for. And their podcast is, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. But I sort of like to put my own spin on it just because I've seen these types of things. And I then tell a story on how you could be bitten just by searching for something. So the podcasts are going to be completely different. And you could decide which one you want to have. I'm not going to say that I know every little thing, and I'd rather hear I don't know than have an answer that just doesn't seem right. I think that you should too hear I don't know. Especially if you asked me a question and I honestly don't have an answer for you. I don't know. Let me go find out is the best thing you can hear in this industry. Please let me know what's on your mind. And until next podcast, I'll see you all later. This completes episode 35 of Sans. Have a great day, everybody.